Today we're going to discuss whether the halachic codes, like the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, to what extent were they accepted and criticized when they came out. The Mishnah and the Gemara are flexible codes. There's no consensus in the Mishnah very often, and there are multiple opinions brought down, and the Gemara is a springboard to discuss many issues. And these works were canonized, and therefore an Amora cannot argue on a Tana, and a Rishon cannot argue on a Mora, but there's flexibility to decide halacha based on interpreting the Gemara. Comes along the Mishneh Torah of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch of Rav Yosef Cairo with the gloss of Moshe Israelis, and this was a shift from controversy in halacha to clear legal positions. The Rambam in the 12th century created a fixed code, and he writes the reason why in his Akdama, his introduction to the Yad HaZakah, and he points out that it was a time of persecutions and this caused confusion, so he wanted to make the halakhic rulings clear. He writes, Shelo yehe adam tzarech lechibur acher ba'olam bedin midinei haTorah, that now he, with the advent of his sefer, no one's going to need another compilation, another work when it comes to halakha from in the Medina Yisrael, from the laws of the Yisrael. Elihei chibur zeh makabitz the Torah shebal peh kula iman takanos v'aminagos v'agzeros shenasu imos Moshe Rabbeinu ad chibur ha-gemara uchmo sheperishu lanu ha-gaonim b'chol chibureyam shechibru achar ha-gemara. Now this work compiles the Torah shebal peh in its entirety with the takanos, the customs, the decrees that were made from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until the completion of the Torah, as explained by the Gaonim in their works that they created after, that they wrote after the Gemara. And the Rambam writes that basically a person could read Torah, he called this work Mishnah Torah, Lefisha Adam Korei B'Torah Shebichsav Tchila, because a person can read the Torah Shebichsav first, and then he reads this. He can learn the whole Torah Shebal Peh. He doesn't need another work among them, other than Torah Shebal Chsav and the Mishnah Torah. So then you know all of Halacha. Now, already the Ravid and the gloss of the Rambam was very critical. He said the Rambam provided no proofs to his rulings. What if his proofs are incorrect? Why should we rely on him when he argues on the Gaonim? The Rosh had a more fundamental argument in Klal Lamed Aleph Sift Siman Tes. He essentially writes that if you simply read the Rambam's work, you're not going to know how to apply it to other situations. That earlier works, they bring proofs to their opinions where they found it in the Gemara, and therefore, mitoch zeh yochol lamod ala ikar v'alevah, so that you can understand the truth, you can understand the rationale for the position, and therefore you can apply it to other situations. Aval hu kasav sifro kimisnabi piagvura v'lo tam v'lo raya. But the Rambam writes his work like he's a prophet from God, without any reason, without any proof. And anyone who reads it thinks he understands it. Ain't okay. It's not the case. You may know Baki Bikumara. If he does not an expert in Gemara, Eino Mavin Davar Li Yeshua Lamito, he won't fully understand it. Because of the Navara, he's going to make a mistake. So the Rosh has a more fundamental problem that you won't be able to use the Rambam's work to apply the halacha to other cases unless you refer back to the Gemara. Comes from Yosef Cairo, 400 years after the Rambam, essentially, and he makes a similar argument. The Rambam in the Rav Yosef Cairo in his Hakdama's introduction to the Beis Yosef, he makes the exact same argument. He says that it's not only that there are two Toros that have been created. There have been Toros Ein Mispar, Lasibas Rova Sfarim Nitzoyim Bebir Mishpatav Dina. There are so many different Toros. There are so many different books that are written with conflicting opinions, and there's so much confusion. Everyone writes his own Sefer, and there's contradiction, and we don't know who the Paskin like, and therefore, the Rav Yosef Cairo wrote his Beis Yosef, which is a commentary on the Torah that was written a few years before him by the son of the Rosh. The Torah actually is its own its own organization. It has four sections, one on Or HaChaim, daily laws, brachos, tefillos, Shabbos, holidays. There's a section on Eved Ezer, family laws, section Choshen Mishpat, business law, and torts. And there's a section Yerodea, miscellaneous halacha. But the Torah, he writes, in his code, he writes the Gemaras, and he writes the different opinions after the Gemara. And the Beis Yosef, his commentary on the Torah, writes an even more extensive discussion of each halachic section. But then he compiles it all, and he writes the Shulchan Aruch. And because he wanted clarity, he wanted his work to be user-friendly. So it was a short work. And the Ramah, of course, writes a gloss where Ashkenazi customs or practices are different than Sephardi practices. And now, then, in the 16th century, you have this work, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, halachic work. But it was far from universally accepted. And the Ramah writes in the Tshuva, Simon Chafei, that the two leaders of Polish Jew in the 16th century, of Yaakov Pollock and of Shalom Shachna, wrote that a code removes a rabbi's authority to evaluate contemporary situations. And he writes, Rav Shalom Shachna writes, and he's quoting this tshuva to say, that ein l'dayan ki mash ein avros. The judge is only what his eyes see. L'chein yasa kol echad kefi hora sha'a kasher im levavo. Therefore, each person should do what he thinks is correct. That we shouldn't be bound by a bottom line text. Each rabbi should decide on his own. Obviously, he has to be responsible and competent. And that's why, writes the Ramah, that Rav Yaakov Pollock did not write a book, a sefer of all the answers that he wrote to many different questions, because that make him seem like he's arrogant, like he knows more than other rabbis. He answers a question, and each rabbi should decide for himself. They were not in favor of a code, because the code would replace the rabbi. There were two brothers living around this time, one more famous than the other, who were students of Rav Shalom Shachna, and they were also opposed to the Shulchan Aruch. The name of the older brother was Rav Chaim ben Bezalel, and he wrote a work called Vikuach Maim Chayim, to argue on many of the rulings printed in a sefer called Toras Chatos. This is a halachic work on the laws of kashrus by the Ramah. And he takes aim at these new codes. He says that basically people are saying now, we don't need to look at the earlier Sfarim, right? Because now we have a bottom line sefer. But he says, as a result of this, what happens? That people become, he writes, I'll just read you the language, Kach ira chachmas haTorah shekol od shekilu halibut. So now that they made the learning easier, because you don't have to look back at the Gemara and the Rishonim and the sources, you just have this bottom line work that tells you the answer. He mosifu atzlus. That they've increased laziness to rely on these books that are placed on the shelf without all these books, and they don't read so many books. So they rely on on certain svarim, but they don't read the other ones that are earlier svarim. And he says, "Vehenata Rabu Ame Aretz Yosim Mashayu B'Meyakan Modim." Now more people are ignoramuses because no one's looking at the Gemara anymore, and the Rishonim. They're just simply reading these bottom line halachic work. So need to understand, and he gives an example. He gives an interesting mashal. Talks a mashal about a poor person, and one poor person received money and food from different people. From one person, he received wheat. Another person received wine. Another person received fruit. Another person, he receives clothing. Another person, he receives money until he has enough. So someone else sees this person and he says, oh my gosh, wow, you're an amazing person. And you didn't realize, and you don't realize that he got all the stuff from other people. That's how it is now. People are just reading this bottom line halachic sefer that someone compiled the works of earlier sources, they don't care about the earlier sources. And he points out in this sefer Vikuch Maim Chaim, he said, originally, the practice was if some issue came before a chacham, then the chacham, the sage would open up all of his sifrei horah, so all of my different halachic works, the Gemara and the Rishonim and other works, and he would see who would forbid and who would permit, and he would examine them with fear, with ema, yira, bereset, v'fachad, with a lot of reverence. And ima yadavar nota le isor miyad hayachoshes lachber. And if it would seem, he'd be inclined to say that the things should be forbidden, then he would be strict. He would be inclined to be strict. But if there was a known custom to be lenient, he would do that as well. He would be lenient. And if he had the power, he would bring together all the sages of his city, and they would discuss the matter until they arrived at a consensus. Then he writes, and let's say the same issue repeated itself. It's the same halacha question as the day before. Even if it's the same issue that comes up a second day, you would go through the same analysis. To weigh the matter. Because even a slight change in the facts could change the halacha, but he says more than that. Person doesn't think all this the same every time. Maybe my analysis today is different than my analysis is yesterday. So it's wild. It's saying that even though the facts seem to be the same, but maybe I'm thinking differently about it today than I was yesterday. So let's say I paskin today one way, yesterday a different way. It's not as if I've created two toros. Why? Adrav is the opposite. Kach darko shel Torah. This is the way of Torah. Ve'elo ve'elo divrei Elokim Chayim. Both positions, my position today and yesterday, are the words of the living God. Meaning, the process is critical. The process, according to Rav Chaim ben Bezalel, is that we need to learn the sugya. We need to learn the topic. It's not merely about the bottom line halacha. It's about going through the analysis and discussing. Because maybe how I think about it today is different than how I think about it yesterday. And therefore, he thinks that the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch, these codes, sort of remove that entire process. The codes bring about censorship in thought. The younger brother of Rav Chaim ben Bezalel was more well known, the Maral. The Maral argued that in Derech Chaim, in his Derech Chaim commentary on Masech Zavos, Perek Vav, Mishneh Hei, he writes that by learning these newer Sfarim, there's no perceived difference between the wise and the unlearned. Right? If I'm reading this Psak by this bottom line Sefer, you have all these knowledge of the Gemaras and the Rishonim, but I have this bottom line Sefer, I'm just as smart as you, right? I can look at Google to find the answer. I'm just as smart as you who's learned Yeshiva for many, many years. And he argues that nobody knows he writes that in Nesivos Olam, Nesivat Torah, Perek Tesvav, that unfortunately nobody knows the reason behind the halacha anymore. And he says that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Seichel. He writes in Nesivos Olam, Nesivat Torah, Perek Tesvav, that Yoser Roy v'Yoser Nachon Chiyia Posek Mitoch HaTamud. More appropriate to paskin from the Gemara. And even though there's a concern, he's not going to follow the true path. He won't paskin the halacha according to its truth. That the teaching will be correct. The psak will be correct. umevin mitoch haTalmud. The end of the day, what does a chacham have? That which is seichel, which is understanding, what his mind understands from looking at the Gemara. V'kasher tfunaso v'chachmaso titel so, and even if his understanding is flawed, im kol zeh hu ahov el Hashem yisbarach, he is beloved to Hashem. Kasher hu mor kafi ma'ashem yischai min sichlo, when he paskins, how according to what he understands from his mind. Vein ledayan rak ma'ashen avros, a judge can only say that which his eyes see. He can only pass him based on what his eyes see. V'hu yoser to mimi sheposik mito chibur echad v'lo yodat tam adavar klal sheholech kamo iver baderech. It's much better than someone who paskins from a singular work and he doesn't know the reason at all. He's like a blind person walking on the path. And other rabbis of the time also had issued the Marsha in Maseches Sota, but Dav Chav Beis Manaf, in his commentary, he says that the people who are just passing halacha directly from the Shulchan Aruch and they don't know the reason, he calls them bichlal mavle olam, among those who are destroyers of the world. And there are other arguments against the Shulchan Aruch Nirmah that would destroy, these works would destroy local minhagim. What's fascinating is that the main arguments against the acceptance of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is that people wouldn't study as much, people would not know how to apply the halacha to other situations, and it creates censorship. And there needs to be greater flexibility for each local rabbi to decide the halacha as he understands it after going through the process. In other words, there's a value to going through the process of studying. It's not just about not knowing the final halacha, but it's going through the process of Talmud Torah. There are other arguments as well, but at the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah were accepted. The Pesachei Tshuva in Yoredeya Siman Resh Mem Beis Sif Katan Ches, he cites what the Marsha writes in Sota, that people don't know the reason for the halachos, and therefore it's really bad, and therefore they're destroying the world. And he says that, well, maybe that's in the days of the Marsha. He says, the Dafka Bizman HaRav Marsha, Shloheya Adain Shum Chibra Al Shulchan Aruch. There was no work on the Shulchan Aruch, Aval Ha'idna. But now, Shenishabru, Hataz V'Shach U'Bogid Avrab U'Shariach Rodim, that the Taz and the Shach and the Bogid Avrab were written, and other achrodim. V'chol din mevuar hatam bimkomo. Now, after Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah were written, so you have all these commentaries that go through the reasons for their analysis and apply it to other situations. Similar to, after the Ramah was written, and he didn't provide any sources, there were many works, commentaries, would say what the Ramah's source were. So he says that maybe Shaper Dami L'Horos V'tok Shulchan Aruch V'achrodim. Now, says the Pitzchei Tshuva, now, he's Rabbi Eisenstein, living in the 19th century. He says, once there were commentaries of Shulchan Aruch, you can understand the topic well, so there's no concern with the mistake, with making mistakes. However, he doesn't deal with the fundamental challenge of Chaim ben Bezalel, the way of Torah, and the Maral also writes, the way of Torah is to use your seichel to try to understand the Gemara. So again, so nowadays, obviously, mostly we paskin like the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. We do, Klai Yisrael has generally accepted it as a halachic work, and we don't argue in the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, generally speaking. But this idea of the challenge to the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, I think it still is in play even today, that we should try not to only learn what the bottom line halacha, but we should try to understand the reason and to apply. I know that many times, my Rabbi Rav Onsag would say that you need to, when you're paskening, you need to balance confidence with humility. The more confident you are, the less humble you have to be. In other words, well, let's say someone's not a major league posek, but still, there are two sides to an issue. So if you learn the sugya really well, you learn the topic really well. I've heard poskim say that if there's a topic and there's a bona fide machlokes, so maybe and you want to say, you know, what should I do? Don't just look for the kula, or don't just look for the chumra. Learn the sugya, learn it well, and then come to a decision. But no, I have to follow a bottom line halacha of this rabbi, that right? Maybe. But it seems that there's also a stream of thinking that there's a value if someone is capable to really go through a sugya, to learn it well, to own the Torah, not just learn the bottom line halacha, but to learn the analysis and to use one seichel in order to come to a conclusion. Again, I would say for a practical purpose for most people, when there's a bona fide machlokas about with different poskim, so if someone wants to, they learn the sugya really well, and they come to a position, I think there is validity to that within our misora. But anyway, this is the controversy surrounding the acceptance of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the implications for today.